Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. This week's article touches on discussion prompts as a way to help students talk about books, and it comes from The Reading Teacher, where two researchers and two teachers from a Virginia elementary school explore this idea of using structured discussion prompts to help students talk about books in sophisticated ways, the idea being that students often have trouble actually talking about what they read and talking about the books that they're engaging with, and instead sort of rely on very generic terminology, like, this book is good, this book is boring. And so these authors suggest there's actually a way we can really help students to think through ways to speak about books they're reading. And the idea here is to have four very clear, very explicit discussion prompts that you introduce one at a time, and I'm going to discuss in a moment the ways to introduce those and what to do once they've been introduced. But the four prompts that the authors talk about are, first, talk about your favorite parts. Second, this book reminds me of. Third, add something new to the book. And fourth, tell me in your own words what happened in the book. In terms of implementing this idea, the authors talk about a couple of different key suggestions. First, introduce the prompts one at a time, so make lessons about them. So with talk about your favorite parts, that shouldn't just be thrown at students, but rather taught, modeled, practiced it very explicitly, and similarly with all the other prompts. Second, the authors suggest that it's important to give students a chance to practice with these prompts in peer groups and on their own, so that they're really, really familiar with the prompts that have been introduced one at a time. Then, once all four prompts have been made, the authors suggest using a big wheel, which has split into four quadrants, and each of the four quadrants has one of these four discussion prompts, and using that wheel for class discussion. So you could actually literally spin around the wheel or just sort of point to different parts of the wheel and have students use that as a way to really bring up what they want to talk about with these books. And then after you've introduced the big wheel, actually give each student a smaller wheel that they can have and potentially laminating it so that they can take it home and keep it with them. And by using these wheels, the idea is that students are really getting just structured practice in talking about books in these very robust ways. But the authors do say that over time, you can actually phase out reliance on the wheels. And what they found is that in their classrooms, students, even once the wheels were gone, were able to really talk about books in much richer ways because they had such facility around these four prompts. And that really led them into thinking about different ways to talk about books that weren't even in those four prompts. So I'm interested to hear how that goes for you, and be sure to check out the companion planning material on the website, bestpracticesweekly.com. One more time, those four discussion prompts are, first, talk about your favorite parts. Second, this book reminds me of. Third, add something new to the book. And fourth, tell me in your own words what happened in the book. Thanks, and I'll talk to you soon.